God bless you, Sister Kimberly. Thank you so much. Woman of God, we notice an error. I don't know if you ever received this prophecy that you had sown a $20 seed back in March, but we wanted to honor our word if you didn't receive it, and if you did, then praise be to God. Woman of God, this is a very powerful season. It's a time where the Lord says that God said, I make you an overcomer. It's a season and a time where you're going to have power over some things. And whatever this conflict or this argument that is trying to show up, the Lord says, don't let gossip or worry have its place in thee. Don't let your ear become a receptacle of gossip. And though there may be gossip surrounding you, be at peace. But God said He's going to transform this negativity. He's going to transform the works of the enemies that is going to end up working in your favor. And God's going to elevate you. And you're going to let go of fears and behaviors and things that are no longer serving you any good. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season where you're going to move into right strategies and right opportunities. And as I go deeper into the Lord, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, woman of God, that prepare, because you have just stepped into a time where the Spirit says that you're going to have favor. Do not be edgy, be not impatient, but know that God is going to bless you. And you're going to begin to see that even during the next 3 weeks, that there's going to be a boost in your finances, and you're going to find a new source of income or even emotional support, for favor is visiting thee in this hour. It also seems like your communication skills are in the spotlight now as well. The Lord says, do more reading and writing and calling, or also public speaking. I heard public speaking. Now, the Lord says your emotional nature could get out of way, and it could add stress to your life. So keep your emotions under control. Master and control your emotions. Integrate some form of relaxation or meditation or staying in God's word. Woman of God, let your prayer be that life is too precious to take it for granted or get caught up in other people's drama. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, and God bless you, Sister Kimberly. You are truly a leader, saith the Lord of hosts.
God bless you, Sister Kimberly. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be some sort of structure, but God says that He's doing a new thing in you. And I'm hearing God say that there's going to be many opportunities that's going to present themselves. God says that you will have options. I'm hearing God say to be careful of your words, be careful of how you speak, be careful who you have around you in this season. But God says that He's taking you in a different direction, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Camilla. I just heard the word for you saying, dress for success. God says to dress for success. You're debating if this is too much, if this is too little, if this is not appropriate. God says to dress for success. And everything shall fall into place. And that is the word of the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Bless you, Sister Kimberly. I just hear God saying you're going to begin to prophesy to your situation. You're going to begin to prophesy to yourself. You're going to bring forth life and words of life to everyone that you come across. And God said this is the season that He's raising you up. He's lifting you up. He's lifting your state of mind, your state of being. He's increasing your very esteem, your self-esteem. He's taking you into that divine place, and He's altering some things in you. I see the changes coming forth. I see the changes all around you. And I just hear God saying, the shifting, the shifting, the shifting. God says, embrace them, and it shall be for your good. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kimberly. I do hear Father God saying, speak and be heard in this season. For Father God says, this is the season of mastery, self-approval. Father God says, new confidence, new self-esteem. And yes, I so agree with the prophet. You're at the next level, and Father God's going to continue to elevate you to the next level. And that is the word of the Lord.